We're starting a brand new series. It's called Life App. Ano yung pinaka-latest yung dinownload na application sa phone ninyo? Sino? Ano? No? Okay, here. Ano yung pinaka-latest na dinownload nyo? 2048 right here. Anong highest score mo? 5,000. Meron mo higher than 5,000 here? 30,000? 36,000? Bro, tao ka ba? Ako hanggang 7,000 lang eh. Ang yabang-yabang ko. Sabi ko, naka 7,000 ako. Yung pala, ang baha-baha-baha pala noon. Ano ba yung mga application na na-download nyo recently? Flappy Bird? Bagong-bago yun ah. Ayaw na ayaw kong laruin yun. Kasi hanggang 4 points lang ako ron eh. Any other application that you've downloaded recently? Rain, ikaw, ano? Ha? Huh? Ano? Snap? Ano yun? Hindi ko alam yun. Snap? Snapchat? Snapchat ba? Chat? Ano yun? Alam niyo ba yun? Snapchat? Alam niyo yun? Ako hindi ko alam yun. I guess it's chatting, no? No, you chat. Ah, okay, picture din. Okay. Pero, ilan sa inyo meron kayong app sa phone ninyo na dinownload ninyo, pero simula nung dinownload nyo, hindi nyo na nagamit? Come on, raise hand. Ayun, no? Dami yung kat. Ano yung sayo? Good notes. Ano yun? Ah, PowerPoint reader. Okay. Hindi niya nagagamit kasi hindi naman siya gumagawa ng PowerPoint eh. Ano pa? Meron ba? Meron kayong dinownload na application na nasa phone ninyo ngayon pero hindi niyo ginagamit? Ha? Meron ba bang gumagamit ng 2Views? Ha? Meron pa? Meron pa? Hanggang ngayon? Buhay pa? Okay. You know, just yesterday, I was talking to a friend of ours. Yung kanilang laptop medyo nag-crash, tapos pina-reformat nila, tapos sabi niya rin sa anak niya, ngayon wala na yung paborito kong game. Sabi niya, "Askay, pwede ba? Paki-downloadan mo ulit ako ng game." Sabi ko, "Ano ba yung game mo?" "Zuma." "Zuma ka pa rin hanggang ngayon?" Tapos ng Zuma. Okay? But when you think about it, with so many applications, it's so many applications that you can easily download for free. Di ba? Sinong gustong-gusto nag-download ng free? Yun, no? Parang ayaw niyo kasi may bayad. Di mo masaya, ang tao mo mga na-download na free. Pero when you think about it, pagka dinan-download mo yung ngayon, and then you're not using it, anong gamit nun? Wala. Di ba? Nagiging lumiliit lang yung space ng ano mo, ng SD card mo. At bumabagal yung system mo kasi punong-puno ka na ng mga applications pero hindi mo naman ginagamit. Nothing is happening to you except that your phone or your tablet is going slower than ever. And, you know, when you think about it, sa Bible, ang daming applications that God is teaching us. And yet, when we don't apply them in our own lives, you know what will happen? Just like what happened to our phone, punong-puno din yung SD card mo ng information, pero walang nababago sa buhay mo. Now you've been coming to church, you've been attending church, you've been doing this, you've been attending Victory Group, you know, you're doing all this stuff, and then whenever your friends, your parents will see you, the only thing that changed in you is your schedule. Ang busy mo na ngayon, anak. Hello? Oh, sorry ah. I'm not trying to... Okay, can you relate? Di ba? Because importante yung life application, kailangan natin yan, like just like the application sa phone, pag hindi mo ginamit yan, baliwala. In the same manner, the Lord has given us so much information, so much things that we can apply in our lives so that we will be changed, so that we will be transformed, so that when people see us, they will see a different person. Let me read to you in Colossians chapter 3, Dito po tayo, dito manggagaling yung lahat ng pag-uusapan natin. Dito makikita natin yung mga apps that the Lord wants us to learn and wants us to apply in our lives so that we will be transformed in the person that He wants us to be. Do you want to be transformed? Para ayaw nyo. Sige na lang. Let me just tell you another story before I read. Yesterday, I was watching with my daughter, Megamind. Alam nyo ba yun? Megamind. Diba? And yung Megamind, alam nyo may story, di ba? At the end, yung naging hero is the villain, di ba? The bad guy. Di ba? He ended up becoming the hero in the story. Later on, we will talk about that some more. Paalala nyo sa akin pag nakalimutan ko. Kasi ganyan ako. May kinukwenda ako. Kasi nakakalimutan ko. And then, natapos na yung message, nakalimutan ko na ikwento. So you remind me, okay? So this is what the text says. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Verse 14, it says, above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. For the next few weeks, we will be reading this text over and over because we will be taking some of the applications that God wants us to learn from these verses. And today, we will be talking about this particular app, compassion. Okay, you probably heard this before, but this is something that we want to do today. So can we just pray as we start? Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you today as we talk about compassion. I pray that you would change our hearts. I pray, God, that you would speak to us, show us your heart, so that it will transform our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, kailangan kung compassion yung pag-usapan natin, let's define the word compassion. So, marami sa inyo dito, nag-atin naman kayo ng main hall service, di ba? We actually had a compassion series and even had a compassion series in the kids' ministry. And so, yung compassion, this is what it means. Itong ibig sabihin ng compassion. Okay, to be moved as one's bowels or lungs, kasi ibig sabihin yung pagkain kasi sinasabi nung araw, pag compassion, nanggagaling talaga sa gut, nanggagaling talaga sa loob, nanggagaling sa chan, nanggagaling sa intestines, for the intestines were thought to be the center of love and pity during that time. Kaya nga nung panahon na yun, nung unang panahon, pagka sinasabi ng tao na mahal kita sa kaibuturan ng aking puso, sa kanila ang gusto nang sabihin, mahal na mahal kita sa kaibuturan ng aking abdo. Di ba, napaka-romantic pagka naririnig niyo, wow, thank you so much, grabe, mahal na mahal mo talaga, ang pait mo. Diba? Mapait yung abdo eh. Di ba? Pero yun yung sinasabi, yun yung compassion. You know, compassion is something that, you know, it's not just an emotion, but it's something that moves you. Here's another definition of compassion. Understanding the suffering of others and wanting to do something about it. Okay? Understanding the suffering of others and wanting to do something about it. May nakita ka, nangangailangan, at meron kang gustong gawin dun sa kanyang sitwasyon. Kasi pagka minsan nakikita mo, wala kang ginagawa, hindi compassion tawag doon. Tawag doon, awa. And that's not what we were talking about today. Here's another easy way of understanding compassion. Kasi yung compassion comes from two words, com and passion. Okay? So com means together, passion means to suffer or suffering. Kaya nga meron tayong Passion Week, di ba? Yung Holy Week, Passion Week tawag din, yung suffering ni Jesus. So another way of doing it, another way of looking at compassion is to suffer with. So when there is someone suffering, you're suffering with them. You're not just looking from afar and saying, bro, kaya mo yan. Kaya mo yan, bro. Basta, ipag-pray lang kita, kaya mo yan. Nakikita ko yung hirap mo, pero kaya mo yan. Nakikita pa rin kita, bro. Nakatingin ako sa'yo. I'm right behind you. So far behind you, you could barely see me. Hindi yun yung compassion. Compassion is, you know, when you are actually with them, you are walking alongside the person suffering. Yun yung compassion. Okay? Hindi pa yun yung preaching, ha? Intro pa lang yun. Alright? Okay ba kayo? Kaya ba? So, you know, in order for us to really see this thing happening in the life of people, basahin natin yung storya. I'm sure you're familiar with the story, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Meron ba dito? Hindi nakakaalam? Kung hindi mo alam yung storya ng Good Samaritan, please raise your hand. Okay. Very good. Lahat alam nyo, no? Hindi naman kayo. Okay lang naman kung hindi nyo alam, ha? Hinihingal ako. Ang sarap pala talaga dito. Ang saya dito. Okay, sige. Ready na tayo. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. We will go through it. I will just tell you the story and then we will walk through it. Okay, when you look at Luke chapter 10, makikita mo dyan, maraming mga bagay nangyari dyan. And there were times here in this story where people will be asking Jesus, ano pa talaga si Jesus? Sino ba yung Father? And Jesus would tell them, nobody knows the Father but the Son. And the Father cannot be known, ito yung context nito, no? The Father cannot be known unless the Son chooses to reveal the Father to Him. So yun yung nangyari bago itong story na to. Bago yung story ng Good Samaritan, meron munang sinasabi si Jesus sa mga tao, sinasabi niya, no one can know the Father. No one knows the Father but the Son. And you cannot know the Father unless the Son chooses to reveal the Father to you. It's about relationship. And then here's this guy, okay, you know, wanting to trap Jesus, came up and asked Jesus, sabi niya, and then editing story, sabi niya, behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Okay, Jesus is just talking about, you know, what eternity is, what being, having a relationship with God is, and then this guy came, okay, yung lawyer kasi, in another translation, sabi niya, scribe. Ito kasi yung mga powerful na tao doon sa time ni Jesus. Yung mga lawyers, yung mga scribe, they are the legalist. Okay? They actually try to understand the word and try to explain it to people. Yun ang trabaho nila. Alam nitong tao na to kung ano yung ginagawa niya. Pero, again, look at the text. Sabi niyan, he's doing this to test Jesus. Okay? Minsan, ganyan din tayo. Pag lumalapit tayo kay Jesus, minsan, alam mo na natin eh. Alam mo na eh, ano yung gusto ni Jesus sa buhay mo eh. Alam mo na, na yung maging, you know, na bata ka pa, and then yung trabaho mo is to honor God with your studies, and yet, tinatanong mo pa si Jesus, God, kailangan ko ba talagang mag-aral? Lord, kung talagang itong gusto mo sa akin na mag-aral ako, Lord, ipakita mo sa akin. Hello? Ilan taong ka na ba? 16. Only 16, mag-aral ka. Yan ang trabaho mo ngayon. And yet sometimes, we, you know, we're like that. We try to test Jesus. And then look at what Jesus said. He said to him, what is written in the law? What is written in the law? Kasi alam ni Jesus, alam niya, kasi scribe siya. Yung mga scribe kasi sila yung nagsusulat eh. Sila yung nag-i-interpret ng law eh. Sila yung nagsusulat. Alam nila yung sinasabi nun. And Jesus said, not only what does the law say, okay, sabi niya, how do you read it? It's one thing to, you know, to write it. It's another way to read it. How do you read it? You know, Jesus is asking him, how do you read it? Ano ba yung nakita mo dun sa text? Ano ba yung sinasabi ng Old Testament? Ano ba yung sinasabi ng batas? That's what Jesus is asking. Because he was asking him a question and Jesus, in return, asked him another question. You know, that's the amazing thing about God. This is something about God. It is the compassionate heart of God that whenever we ask Him question, many times, instead of giving us a straight answer, He asks us another question. You know why? Because He wants to reveal what's in your heart. That is why whenever you ask God something, He will answer you with another question. Because He wants to see what is really in your heart. Sometimes, kasi iba yung sinasabi mo, iba yung nasa puso mo. Noong bata kami, merong paboritong kanta si Pastor Jeff. No? Tulak ng bibig, kabig ng dibdib. No? Parang yung mga yun. Alam mo yun, di ba? Paborito nyo yun, di ba? Kinakanta mo kay Rhea yun. Ano, di ba? Ibang panahon pala yung panahon pala ni Dan E. Hi, Dan. It's good to see you, bro. So how do you read it? Sabi niya. And then he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Amazing, this guy knew exactly how to answer Jesus. He is actually quoting a scripture from the Old Testament. This is from the Old Testament. This is not just written in the New Testament. This was written in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Sinabi na doon, You should love the Lord your God. It is something they've memorized. This is something they've heard over and over and over and over. That you should love the Lord your God. The, you know, the God of Israel is one. There is only one God. And you should love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might, and with all of your mind. The second is this. And your neighbor as yourself. You know, very interesting. Pero minsan, kahit alam mo na yung tama, minsan yung tama, hanggang dito lang sa ulo. Di ba? Minsan nami-miss mo eh. Minsan nami-miss mo, nakakala mo, when you go to church, Christianity, akala natin, Christianity is all about getting knowledge here. Getting all this information, getting all this app here. Pero nami-miss natin by 1 foot. It doesn't get to the heart. Jesus is dealing with the heart here. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, you've answered correctly. Correct. Yeah? Pag may nasagot, pag ang tama sagot, correct. Yeah? Correct. Yeah? You got it all right. Naman, sabi ni Jesus, you got it right. Alam na yung sagot. Tama yung sinasabi mo. And then Jesus said, go and do this and you will live. Do this and you will live. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus is not talking about that you can be saved by doing good works. Okay? Kasi sabi ni Jesus, don't do lang this eh. Love lang your neighbor as yourself eh. And then, hey, I love the one myself. Every time I look at the mirror every day, I say to myself, I love you. You're the best. Nah? And so when I go out and I love people the way and Jesus and I can be saved. No, Jesus is not saying that. Jesus is saying the first part is important as well. Okay, sabi niya doon, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your strength, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. Diba? Your relationship mo muna kay God. And as you start your relationship with God, and then you will be able to love others. It comes from that. And so sabi ni Jesus, do this and you will live. But hindi pa siya natapos, sabi niya. But he, the lawyer, desiring to what? To justify himself. Sabi niya, teka muna, Jesus. Who's my neighbor? Sino bang kapitbahay ko? Yung mga kapitbahay ko ba, yung mga lang, ano lang, yung mga Bisaya lang, nakagaya ko? Di ba? Kasi Bisaya man me. Naabay mga Bisaya, diri? Ayun, no? Ayun. Kamay rata diri, no? So magtagalog na lang tayo. Okay. Yeah? Kasi sabi niya, who is my neighbor? He's trying to, you know, figure out. Baka sabihin ni Jesus sa kanya, actually, ito lang yung neighbor mo. You have to understand, okay, during the time of Jesus, napakalaki nung mga discrepancy and nakalaki nung mga gaps between different groups of people. You have to understand that. From the Old Testament, hiniwalay na sila ni God eh. Diba? There is chosen generation, a chosen people. And so he's trying to trap Jesus here and trying to tell him, Jesus, who's my neighbor? Who's my neighbor? Now, what does have, you know, what is have knowing your neighbor has anything to do with compassion? Well, we will find that out later. Okay? So, Jesus said, to answer his question, sabi ni Jesus, well, you want to know the answer, then let me tell you a story. This is one thing I love Jesus about Jesus now. He loves to tell stories. He loves to tell stories. Jesus is so great at telling stories. And it's always about people. So sabi niya, a man was going down to Jerusalem, to Jericho. And he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. I remember, hindi ko pa ito naranasan niya nabubog. Pero yung utol ko, naranasan niya na yan. Yung utol ko, medyo malaking, matipuno yun eh. Macho yun eh. Malaking katawan. Ako yung pinakamaliit sa amin eh. Kasi Phil-Am ako eh. Alam niyo na yung Phil-Am, di ba? Hindi ko na sabihin. Basta ako lang yung Phil-Am sa amin. That's why I talk the way I talk now. You know, I have a twang. Right? Kasi Phil-Am eh. No? Pilipinong lumaki sa am. No? Yung tubig ng sinaing. Yun lang piniinom ng nanay ko sa akin eh. Kasi wala kaming gatas nun. Hindi ako umiinom ng gatas eh. Am lang. Kaya Phil-Am, you know? So half dead. Can you imagine? This is so difficult. Here's a guy who's traveling on his own, you know, walking around the place, you know, just walking and just probably wondering, okay, ano ba yung mga kuweba na yun? Sabi nila, nakakatakot to sa lugar. Better go, you know, walk really fast. Lalakad-lakad lang siya. When all of a sudden, you know, robbers fell on him. Okay, meron mga robbers, hindi lang nag-iisa. Hindi lang siya tinutukan, okay? Yung utol ko nga nung nangyari sa kanya, naglalakad lang siya ganun. Malakad mo, man. Eh, ganun siya maglakad eh. Ganun na lang maglakad utol ko eh. Mga parang nilalakad yung ganun. Hindi kasi, ano siya eh, may difference siya yung arm niya. Okay. Kaya kahit anong straight niya, hindi niya talaga may straight kasi yung tawag namin sa kanya, komang eh. Kasi nung pinanganak siya, nakaganan yun. So, kaya pag nilalakas siya, nakaganan ba? Eh, akala naman, hindi siya, siyempre, hindi siya kilala ng mga tao. Ay, yabang ng mga manatang lalakad-lakad, nakaganyan, nakaganyan. Binanatan siya, pum, 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 pum. Okay, talagang black eye, talagang tumatakbo na siya, sinasapak pa siyang gano'n, pum. Eto, hindi na nakatakbo. Actually, he was half dead. He was, you know, hoping that someone would help him. And he was right there trying to figure out, paano ako makapapuhay dito? Mamatay na kaya tao dito. Di ba? Parang ganun. And then nobody was helping him. And then all of a sudden, you know, then he was just trying to figure out, am I going to make it? Sana may lumakad. Sana merong mga taong dumaan at makita ako. Ayan na. Ay, wala pala. Naglalakad lang pala. At narinig niya yung mga yapak. Ayan, no? By chance lang. Hindi ito binlano. Kumbaga, nag-toss coin lang itong priest na to. Okay? Nag-toss coin siya. Ano ba? Pupunta ba ako ng Jerusalem? O hindi? No? Nag-toss coin. By chance, eh. Yeah? You know, ibig sabihin nung by chance, he wasn't planning to go here, go to that road, and he was going that road, and when he saw the man, naglalakad siya ngayon, nakita niya. Oh boy. Kawawa naman yung mama. Nabugbog. Baka pati ako madamay dyan, sandali. Okay. Nabugbog. Nabugbog. You know, that's what he did. He walked on the other side as far away from the man. He was a priest. Now, a priest is someone that's supposed to represent people to God and God to people. And here is this guy. He saw that man lying there and was probably, please, tulungan niyo na po ako. Yeah. Hindi, wala naman sinabi yung text yung nagsasalita kasi half dead eh. Mahirap pa siguro magsalita pag half dead, no? Then, patay ka na, hindi ka na makapagsalita eh. Half dead ka na nga eh. Basta nakikita niya. And then instead of helping him, he walked on the other side as far away from the man. Okay? Can you imagine? Here's a priest. Minsan, ganyan din tayo. Di ba? Minsan, ganyan din tayo. Minsan, yung bagay merong nangyayari, lalo na ngayon yung mga usong-uso yung mga selfie-selfie, di ba? Minsan, baka may nangyayari. No? Nakita lang niya, then he passed on the other side. And then, minsan, ganyan lang tayo. May nalulunod na, pinukuha ng picture. Hoy, nalulunod. Masarap i-upload to. Malamang maraming like ito. Di ba? Lalo na ngayon, yung uso ngayon, yung nakaganon na tripod. Oh. Anong tawag doon? Monopod, no? Monopod. No? Kakanong-ganon mo, nalululo yung mama. Man, walang compassion. Di ba yan nangyayari ngayon? Kasi you know why? Because we're so used to people suffering. We're so, you know, minsan yung ating conscience, yung ating heart is so numb in seeing the need of other people. That whenever we see need, just like that priest, religious siya. Alam niya yung tama. Alam niya yung tama. Pero he didn't do anything about it. Why? Because his heart was numb already. He's another guy. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place, he saw him. Exactly the same thing. Okay, when he saw the man, naku, parang kawawa yung mama na yun ah. Bakit parang walang damit? Naku, parang nabugbog ito. Pero, delikado tayo dyan. Baka madamay tayo. Sige na lang. Pagpapray ko yan. Lord, I pray na.
Tulungan mo yung mama na yun. Sana may dumaan makatulong sa kanya.
A Levite, you know what a Levite is? A Levite is a group of people, a tribe, that actually started from Aaron. Si Aaron, kilala si Aaron? Ha? Yung kapatid ni Moses. Di ba? And then sa tribo niya, nagmula yung mga Levites. And ang trabaho nila is what? To work in the temple and making sure that people understand the will of God and people understand the ways of God. And here are two guys, okay? Ano nang ginawa niya? He passed on the other side. So the priest and the Levite came. Akala nung tao, may pag-asa na siya. The priest and the Levite saw. Nakita talaga nila, oh. Grabe, nakita na. Mama, half dead. Diba? Nakaganun lang. Pero the priest and the Levite did nothing about it. They were religious, but not righteous. You know, there's a big difference. Minsan, masyado lang tayong religious. We know the stuff to think, we know the stuff to say, pero yung righteousness, the compassion that God wants us to experience, to suffer with people, wala. And so when this was happening, remember, the scribe, the lawyer, was another group of people. Another group yan, na leader sa Israel. And they were probably thinking, eh syempre, mga religyoso yung mga yan eh. Yung mga priest na yan, saka mga libay na yan. Talagang hindi tutulong yan. Kasi ang iniisip niya, sarili lang nila. Pero sigurado ko, yung susunod na tao na dadaan dyan from our tribe. Tingnan mo, yung mga takatili, mga kasama ko, tutulungan yan. Kasi yun ang ginagawa namin. Socially responsible kami palagi. Pagka meron kami nakikita ang pangangailangan, nandoon kami. Kami tumutulong. So yun ang ginawa niya. Ang kala niya, he was thinking that. He was probably thinking that. And then to his surprise, verse 35 says, but a Samaritan, as he journeyed, you know what a Samaritan is? A Samaritan is a person na mestizo. Ito totoong half. Ah, kasi ako half Filipino rin ako eh. No? Ha, mamaya na lang yun. Yeah. Yeah. Ito half talaga siya. Half Jew and half something else. Yung mga Samaritans. Hindi sila demigod. Hindi demigod. No? Pero halos ganun ang tingin sa kanila. Kasi yung mga Samaritans, they started in Samaria during the time of the kings. No? Kasi nung nag-divide yung kingdom, nung naging northern kingdom and southern kingdom, yung Israel, ang kanilang capital noon is Samaria. Galing din sa Samaria. And then sa Samaria, ang ginawa nila, they started marrying other nations and they started worshiping another God and they started worshiping in another mountain and that is why they became Samaritans. And the Jews hated these people. Kasi ang tingin sa kanila ng Jews, traitor. Ang tingin sa kanila ng Jews, unreliable. Ang tingin sa kanila ng mga Jews, mga manggagancho. Ang tingin sa kanila ng mga Jews, mga dogs. Pigs. Walang kakwenta-kwentang tao yung mga Samaritans na yan. And to his surprise, here's a Samaritan as he journeyed, came to where he was, and he saw him. The same thing with the priest and the Levite. He saw the guy, okay? And he had compassion. He had compassion. Ibig sabihin, he saw the suffering of the man, he was moved in his heart, and he wanted to do something about it. Hindi niya kinuna ng picture. Okay? Tumulong talaga siya. Pinuntahan niya. Okay, look at the next verse. He went to him and bound up his wounds. He bound up his wounds. Imagine, delikado yung lugar na yun. According sa tradition, yun yung pinakadelikadong daan. Maraming kuweba, maraming masamang tao. Hindi siya natangkot na pati siya ma-hold up. Tinulungan niya yung tao. He bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Yun yung pinanggagamot. Then, he set him on his own animal. So, nung nakita niya yung mama, di ba? Nakita niya. Oh, kawawa naman yung mama na to. Tinulungan niya ganun. Pinunas-bunasan niya ganun. Sabi niya, naku, kailangan ko itong buhatin. Basta, hindi na siguro ito makakalakad kasi half-dead nga eh. Half-dead. So, pinuot niya ngayon. Donkey, come here. Come closer. And nilagay niya sa donkey niya, di ba? And brought him to an inn and took care of him. I mean, this guy, can you imagine? He took time to get down from his donkey or on his horse and did something to the man and took care of him. Okay? What does this tell us? Compassion is hard work. You know, sometimes that's why we don't want to get involved. Because it involves work. Because it involves us being involved. Tama, involved, being involved. Kaya nga involved eh. Ang gulo mo ah. Hindi yun ang ibig sabihin kailangan. May gagawin kayo. You know, when you want to extend compassion to people, you're actually going to be there with them and you're going to suffer with them. You are going to, not just gonna look around them and tell them, God bless you. You know, I can see your need. No, I'm gonna be there with you. I'm gonna walk alongside you and I will suffer with you. Compassion is hard work. And look at us. And the next day, he took out two denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him. And whatever more you spent, I will repay you when I come back. You know, not only compassion can be hard work, but compassion can also be costly. Meron nga nagsabi, I think it's Pastor Jinggi who said this once, na yung daw puso mo, minsan, nakakabit dun sa wallet mo. No? And minsan, you know, yung wallet mo, pag hindi submitted kay God, ang layo-layo sa puso mo. No? And that is why, in helping people, extending compassion to people, can also be costly. I mean, the guy gave him 2 denarii. Okay, 2 denarii na yon is equivalent to 2 days' wage. And actually, that guy could spend the rest of his, you know, ang mga 3 weeks pwede magstay dun sa inn yung tao na yon with the money that he gave. And he actually told him, when I come back, I will pay you. So what do we learn from this? Okay, and then he says, which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers? Alam mo yung tao na to, yung nagtanong kay Jesus, sino ba yung neighbor ko? Hindi niya man lang masabi. Hindi niya masabi kung sino yung tao na yon. Hindi niya masabi yung race ng tao, kaya itong sagot niya. He said, the one who showed him mercy. He couldn't even say Samaritan. Why? Because yun nga eh, meron silang galit sa Samaritan. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. You go and do likewise. See, what can we learn from this? The Samaritan came. The Samaritan saw what happened. And it moved him. And the Samaritan served and gave up what? His horse and his money to the person that he doesn't even know. Hindi niya nga kilala yun eh. Of all people, Hudyo yun. Hindi yung Samaritan. Hudyo. And he felt compassion for him. Let me tell you this. You know, someone greater than Samaritan came. You know what? We're all in that same boat like that man that was robbed. Lahat tayo ganun eh. We all needed compassion. We were all beaten up. We were all not. Actually, the Bible says we're not half dead. The Bible actually says that we were dead in our sin. There is no way in our own be able to make it back to God. There is no way in the world. Kahit anong gawin mo, hindi pwede kasi bakit? Kasi patay ka sa kasalanan mo. And yet God, Jesus, had compassion on us. He saw the need. He saw the need that we need a Savior. So He came. And not only did He come, but He gave up His life for us. I want to end with this verse. Mark 10, verse 45 says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. The greatest compassion that we ever felt was 2,000 years ago when Jesus came and died on that cross because He saw our need. He saw that there is no way we could save ourselves. He gave up His life for us so that we could experience His compassion. And as we experience His compassion, we will be able to extend compassion to others. I want to leave you with this. Jesus came. Jesus saw. Jesus served. And gave up His life for us. Let's all stand as we worship the Lord together. Like what lady said earlier, is because Jesus came, He saw, and He served, and He gave up His life for you and me. And as we worship today, there are things that we see around us. As we walk our lives today, there are so many needs around us. And sometimes our heart is so callous. Sometimes our hearts are so numb with the things that we're seeing that we don't even feel anything about it. And I want to ask everybody's head to be bowed and eyes closed. If that is you, you know in your heart that you have no compassion for people. You know that when you see people suffering, you don't even blink your eyes. You don't feel anything. And but today, as you heard the word of God today, that God is a compassionate God, that He wants you to extend compassion to people. Would you just raise your hand and say, Pastor Rob, would you pray for me? I need the compassion of God. Yes, I see the hand. Yes, anyone else? Yes, I see those hands. Just come before the Lord. Let Him soften your heart. Let Him minister His compassion on you so that as you understand and experience His compassion, you will be able to do the same to others. Yes, Lord, I see those hands. Lord, you know the hearts of these people. You know exactly where they're at, Lord. I pray that you would just come right now and fill their hearts with your compassion. Let them experience you, Lord, in a way that they've never experienced you before. Lord, let them know, God, that you not only walk alongside them, but Lord, you are suffering with them. You are feeling what they're feeling when they are suffering. And Lord, I pray that as you make yourself known to them, I pray that they'll be able to extend that compassion to those people around them. In Jesus' name.